Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Seattle won the ultra-competitive NFC West last season with a 12-4 regular season record, but after a wild-card round loss to division rival Los Angeles, the Seahawks went one and done in the playoffs for just the second time in the Russell Wilson era. Wide receiver Tyler Lockett, who's coming off his second consecutive 1,000-yard campaign, as a simple fix to the Hawks' late-season offensive woes. Just take what the defense gives you. He says Seattle failed to adjust their game plans last year when defenses began switching up their looks. One thing they don't want to change is getting production from the electric Lockett, the franchise signing him to a multi-year extension earlier this month. And Lockett met with reporters yesterday and said only one team was happy with the way their season ended.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing is how many teams is in the NFL? 32? So there's going to be 31 teams that's going to be disappointed. You know what I mean? So I think regardless of what would have happened to us in the playoffs, if it didn't result into a Super Bowl, we were going to end in disappointment. You know, and everybody has their opinions of, well, you know, you lost in the first round, this team lost in the second or the third, or this team lost in the Super Bowl. At the end of the day, if you're not the one with the trophy, it doesn't matter.
The Cardinals finishing 8-8 last year, just missing the playoffs. The Cars have had a busy offseason, signing veteran defenders like J.J. Watt and Malcolm Butler to bolster their defense. On Tuesday, the team inking former Steelers running back James Conner to a one-year deal. He rushed for a little over 700 yards on the ground with six rushing touchdowns for Pittsburgh last season. The offense needed to replace Kenyon Drake, who signed with the Raiders. So, James, why are you making this move to the desert again?
I just felt right place, right time. You know, opportunity to come here and just contribute to something that I believe is on the rise and is going great. Just the opportunity to come learn from these veterans. I feel brand new. You know, I'm excited for this opportunity. It's definitely a change of scenery for me. You know, been in Pittsburgh 8 years. And so I just felt, you know, I was just learning so many lessons. And this was all, that time in Pittsburgh was just prepping me for where I'm at right now in my life. And his journey that brought me out here to AZ.
In other news, Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields will have his second pro day workout today, and several teams in the top 10 will be on hand to watch him throw. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan and general manager John Lynch will both be in attendance after missing Fields' first pro day last month. They'll be joined by reps from the Jets, who own the second overall pick, the Falcons at pick 4, the Broncos at 9, and the Patriots, who pick 15th. And just a reminder, the 2021 NFL Draft presented by Verizon, the exciting 3-day event kicking off April 29th. And join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for a brand new episode of Total Access, the Locker Room Podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Make sure to download it today. Well, that'll do it for me. Thanks for listening. I'm Will Silva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.